Welcome to another episode of Motherfucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Hey, Michael Blackson, thanks for inviting me.
To what?
The podcast.
You're the co-host, Chinese best friend. You're supposed to be here.
Well, can we talk about your very nice outfit? Looks like you just got drafted in the Ghana Navy or Ghana Army?
Yeah, I'm looking like more like Isaac from the Love Boat. Love Boat.
You look like the skinny Popeye.
We will be same things on everyone. Do you know every celebrity from back in those 70s and 80s made an appearance on a Love Boat? Everybody was on a Love Boat.
Really?
Almost every actor. You know, the Love Boat always had this love story. You ever watch a Love Boat?
Mike, I was born in the 81.
Yeah, but the show was out in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, Love Boat.
I gotta check that out.
Were you gangbanging? What were you doing with your life in the 90s, Chinese best friend?
Oh, the 90s, I was a good kid. Yeah.
That's not what I heard, Chinese best friend.
No, I was a good kid all the way up to 2000.
And then what happened?
Nothing much. Just hang out with the wrong friends, basically. Why does it say Aramanda on your shirt?
Aramanda is the guy that makes it. Shout out to Aramanda, one of Nigeria's finest designers. Wow. One of Nigeria's finest designers. Aramanda made that. So shout out to him for making this happen. You like the outfit? It has his name right there, Aramanda, and then the other part of it has my name, Michael Blackson.
Yeah, I like that, Mike. Why didn't you bring me one?
That's a good idea. He doesn't make...
For fat people like me?
Yeah, don't worry, man. I'm going to have him make you something your size. Don't worry about
thanks.
It.
Thanks.
What are you wearing, Chinese best friend?
I'm wearing this Hawaiian shirt from this guy that gave it to me. He's from Tampa, Florida. He gave it to me 3 months ago, and this is the only shirt hanging in my house that I think I haven't worn the podcast yet.
For real?
Yeah.
That came from one of my followers?
Yeah, one of your fans, Mike. Thanks.
Is that like, what's on your shirt? Is that reef? Is that drugs? Is that weed?
No, it's a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, because I saw the leaves look like weed.
Yeah, I'm celebrating the last month of summer. Can you believe? Summer is over, Michael Blackson.
Do you know what time it is then? You know, it's almost getting time to a cuffing season. You know about cuffing season?
What the fuck is that?
Why? Was it only a black thing about cuffing season?
Mike, my best friend in middle school was a black kid. And now that I'm 40, my best friend is a black kid too. What is cuffing season?
Cuffing season, Chinese best friend.
Is that everybody dying something?
No, cuff. Not a fucking, like, not in a coffin.
Oh.
Cuffing. Like, you, it's getting, what happened when it gets cold? What do you need? You need to be cuffed up.
Oh. Like, baby season.
Let's say shit on. About babe. Well, I'm cuffing. Like, you know, you need somebody warm to hold up to in cold weather. So you live in California. Y'all don't do much cuffing here. Y'all don't do much cuffing here because you live in California.
Do you do cuffing every day?
Well, cuffing is like, you know, you need, when it's cold, you need somebody to hold every night. It gets cold at night in the East Coast.
Yeah,
so a lot of time. Skinny girls get love in the summertime, but when it gets in the wintertime, when it gets cold, you need thicker women to keep you warm. Skinny women about to be played out in about another 3 weeks. They'll be crying again. Nobody gonna want them.
You know what? Now that I kind of noticed it, Michael Blackson. Now what? It's a little bit colder outside. Everyone that's in a pool is a little bit of in the thick side.
What do you mean?
You notice?
What?
Because it's getting colder. The pools are.
Yeah,
the thicker girls.
Yeah, the thicker women are coming out. They are proud, smiling, because they know the skinny bitch is about to be out of style again.
Where the hell they go?
Hibernation. Skinny girls go hide and start, you know, start eating and hoping they could gain some weight so somebody could cuff with them.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, Mike.
Yeah, a lot more crying right now. Probably like, especially the ones in like New York and Boston.
So that's why they're all
Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago. All these skinny girls about to be...
That's it?
Yeah, it's about to be over for them. But like, I mean, they're good right now. You know, once Halloween is over, it gets scary for
once
them.
Halloween's...
Well, Halloween's over, it's a very scary time for skinny women. Because they can't cuff them.
That's the last.
And look
thing.
At me, I'm skinny. I'm gonna do a skinny girl. She's skinny. I'm skinny. Fuck around and start a fire, motherfucker.
Yeah, we don't need that around here, Mike. We live in California. It's fire season every day.
What do you mean?
California, just fires, wildfires happen.
Yeah, there. Yeah, yeah. You guys, I mean, it gets cold here sometimes, but not like, you know, it don't go past like 40 degrees, shit like that.
Anyway. No. We're safe here, Mike. We're not going to die, even though there's no coughing.
Yeah, but you have earthquake, motherfucker. I'd rather be in a freezing cold and my house shaking without T-Rex, okay, without me having T-Rex.
Well, you missed that earthquake the other day. Every time you're not here, you miss it.
Thank goodness, man. I get a text from the earthquake guys.
Huh?
Yeah, I get a text. Say, hey, Mike, leave town.
Really?
We're going to shake up L.A. And then that's when I just leave.
Can you give him my number? Because I was underground when the earthquake happened.
Is that where you're safest?
No, because the whole building falls off. I'm the first one dead.
Yeah, but if the building collapsed, those upstairs are going to like fall.
No, those upstairs are the ones that are safe.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You heard about that big Miami collapse. Killed everybody else besides the fat guy up in the penthouse floor.
What Miami collapse? Oh, yeah.
There's a big collapse there.
Like, yeah, I remember that.
Well, yeah, luckily, all your liquor is still here. There was a big earthquake.
Yeah,
3 days ago.
I didn't. I'm glad I wasn't here. Did you hear about Little Baby? Somebody selling him a fake $400,000. You heard about that?
No. Just now.
What do you mean? Yes. Somebody sold
$400,000.
It's fake. Is like is a watch. Is how's it pronounced? Patek.
Patek. Yeah.
Patek. Philip watch. Fake one was sold to him for $400,000. Can you imagine that?
Is it a big jewelry store?
I have no idea who it was, but that's fucked up.
Yeah, that
I mean,
is.
The guy went through enough shit, and now somebody trying to. And that's the thing about these. That's the thing about these. These jeweler, man, you can't trust them all.
Maybe you know? He made they would a mistake.
They would do whatever they could get away with. Trust me, but he got busted, so that's good. Shout out. I mean, this watch, and the jeweler knew the watch was fake. It was faker than any woman that just left Dr. Miami's office, okay?
Everyone that...
It's faker than the tuna fish at Subway, motherfucker.
Mike, it's really tuna. They did a DNA test.
That's not fucking tuna, man. These motherfuckers, nah, that wasn't tuna.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know, Mike. I don't eat tuna.
You're not a tuna guy?
No, I never eat tuna.
Which you prefer?
The closest I have to tuna is a pussy. Yeah, vagina.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's the closest. I mean, with the scent-wise, anyways, yeah.
You like pussy that smells?
No, I mean, you know, pussies, well, 99% of them, it smells like fresh tuna from the ocean.
No? Oh, okay.
You should know Michael Blackson.
What do you mean? I'm not a big pussy eater.
Right. I can see it all over your face.
It's not an African thing. We are not big time pussy eaters in Africa. We don't care about.
What do you eat?
Fufu and fucking egusi and some rice, motherfucker. We eat shit that we could swallow and chew.
What the fuck is a chew?
Things we chew is what we eat. We just don't. We don't eat pussy in Africa. The thing with Americans, you have to eat pussy. You have to do a whole lot of things to make up for the lack of dickness.
Yeah, Mike.
You have to eat
I'm
ass.
Guilty, Judge
right.
Brown.
Y'all eat pussy. Y'all eat ass. Y'all sucking titties for hours.
Yeah, we gotta do all that.
Y'all do all of that. In Africa, we have these huge Mandingo Mutombos. And all we need is that.
Yeah, that's right.
If you had a Mandingo Mutombo, you would not be eating ass. Chinese best
You're
friend.
You're right. Can I eat some of those fufus? Maybe make a...
It's too late, man.
I'm too late, huh?
Go see Dr. Miami.
The ship has sailed and hit the iceberg.
Yeah, it's too
for
late.
For me.
You gotta be born. I mean, you're in America. Y'all could sell it. You could just go buy a fake dick.
Get a skin dick. From my turkey chin and put it on my dick.
Get a dick transfer. Get some BBD dick. BBL dick. Get some... Cut the fat off your stomach.
Yeah, Dr. Miami was offering that last winter.
Well, I was trying to remove some fat off my dick and put it on my chest because my chest was skinny. But I didn't want dick skin on my chest. Chinese best friend, That's not a good look.
Well, you got some chest hairs. You're gonna be like
I don't have chest hairs. I'm like, you know, it's not an African thing. We don't.
Oh, you guys don't get chest hairs?
I don't. Not all. And not none that I know of. Not much. I mean, there's a few with chest hairs, but I'm not hairy at all. I barely have any hair. I have like a smooth baby face. I got a little goatee here.
Yeah, you know what I've noticed about a lot of Africans? They still got their hair. What's going on with that?
Well, black don't crack, Chinese best friend.
No, the hair.
Yeah, our hair don't crack either. Motherfucker, that's all part of looking a mess. You know, God bless us. All right?
God bless you guys with a lot of child support, too. That's what I've noticed, Michael Blackson.
We have a big dick. It comes with problems, motherfucker. Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about that shit. I can social distance and still fuck a bitch. You can't.
You know what?
You gotta be 6 feet apart. You would need a dick extension.
I'm happy with my little rattlesnake, Michael Blackson. I got 2 kids. That's all I need.
Are they yours? Is the question.
Yes, they're all mine. They all look like me. Very hard.
Talking about kids and talking about getting pregnant, I bring my next guest on. He's not pregnant.
Oh, who's our guest, Mike? I can't wait to meet him.
The budget was very, very... I tried to get Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X, the guy that...
that's pregnant.
Brand new song called Montero.
His album is crazy, doing great.
Grow up. Barack Obama even messaged him.
Yes, he did. And congratulations to him.
Congratulations, Lil Nas X.
No, he's not here. I can't afford
it. Lil Nas X not here?
No, he's not here. I got somebody that's part that has his DNA. I mean,
oh.
I got his brother, Big Little XL.
You got Marco.
Motherfucker, is your new best friend that you found on Craigslist?
Oh, yeah, you put him on listing on a Craigslist ad.
Ladies and gentlemen, introduce your good friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lil Nas X, big brother, Marco X. Did you get your name from Malcolm X or?
Weird question, but I think I did.
Did you, are you older?
I am older. I'm older by like 2 months.
2 months?
Oh, so y'all got different dads?
2 years. No, we got same dad, same mom.
Oh, 2 months, 2 years apart.
We 2 years apart though.
Oh, okay. Oh. Wow. Are you guys the only children? You have? Is it more?
It's more of us, but we're the two youngest out of everybody.
What's the oldest? What's your older brother and sisters?
The oldest is like 32.
Okay.
Whoa.
32, is that your boy,
that's
girl?
That's an older brother. I got a sister that's 30.
I
got a brother that's 28. And I got another brother that's 25.
How many fucking kids your parents had?
Whoa.
But it was at it, but it was that. It was back and forth.
So it's like 6 of y'all? Did you go to a fucking public school, nigga?
Nah, nigga. It's like 8 of us.
Eight. Yeah, my mother had 8 kids, too.
We're all 8.
You have 8?
Well, they didn't have all 8, though. You know, my dad had 5 kids and my mom had 5 kids. And 2 of the 5 kids was me and us.
Oh, okay.
That's 12.
No.
If I'm correct.
That's 6 plus 2, us 2, 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we all have 8, too. That's funny.
Hey,
never seen a 888 before.
It's official, motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers. That's what's up. But you know, here's the thing. Here's the reason why you should have a lot of kids. You have the more you have, the good chance of having one successful one. Because as a parent, you just need one successful kid to take care of you. You don't need a bunch of, you know what I mean? You just need one good one. So if you have 8 and one becomes successful, that's all you need. So the more you have, the better chance you have of having someone to take care of you in the future.
That's a great strategy, man.
Yeah, Chinese best friend.
Yeah, if you don't die early
from I would
fucking
feel like
taking care of goddamn 8 kids.
But that's why you hope, you know, I mean, your brother, he's the youngest, right?
He's the youngest out of everybody.
And how old is he? Like 23? How old is he? 22?
He's 22.
He's 22.
He just turned 22.
And he's like
he's
multi,
22 years old?
Multi-millionaire, right?
I think multi-trillionaire.
Is your mother working? Your mother don't work, right?
No, my mama don't work.
He take care of your mother. How about your dad?
He don't take care of my dad, but my dad do work. So, you know, he do work.
Yeah, but your dad's a man. You know, at the end of the day, as long as mommy's taken care of, like my mother don't ever have to work again. Your mother's the only mother that working in this place.
No, she doesn't work, Mike. She got 8 kids.
Are all the kids successful, Chinese best friend?
Only one that's not successful. Looking at him right here, right now. The Mother Sucker Podcast.
God.
Fucking Corona, unemployed. Hey, can we turn on the lights, please?
Why, you trying to be funny, Chinese? You can't see me and this guy?
No, just finna say what the hell he got
it's
going on.
It's a reflection, Mike. The sun, it's full moon today.
So, all right. So, your brother is probably one of the most successful artists of our era. All right. Yeah. What do you work for him? Like, what do you do? A lot of times.
I do work for him.
He offered me
a job. I'm his personal assistant.
Okay. How's that working out?
It's working out good, but once he get rich, you know, it's a train after that. Hey, hang around 5 millionaires, who going to be the 6th?
You will.
All right.
Oh, so hold on. What do you mean? Where the 5 millionaires? Who's the other 5 millionaires?
Hey, you wanna?
Okay.
I'm right here at your house right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So you run his business for him? You know, you make sure everything is good?
I make sure everything is everything. Make sure
I know you. So do you fuck all the bitches that he don't want? Because we know he don't want no bitches, right?
I got a girlfriend, so I'm not gonna lie to you. Hell yeah, I'm a whore. I get all his girls,
all the girls that he don't want, which is all of them. He don't want none of them.
This is an example. We was at the Aaron release party the other day, and the girl, she got the twerking on Nas. Nas like pushing her off, like
Nas the rapper.
Yeah, my brother.
He's
pushing her off.
Nas. Okay,
I'm talking about Nas, the Jay-Z's buddy, Nas.
Little Nas.
Nah, they got tracks together though. But anyway, the girl, she was twerking on Nas or whatever. Nas like, nah, I'm not going that way. He kept telling her, I ain't going that way. I grabbed her ass and bought her my way. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we had, you know.
For real.
You know how that go.
Did you hit it that night?
Every night I'm with him anyway.
Yeah, I wish somebody. I had a gay brother. I'd be fucking all his bitches, but that is only right. If I had a gay brother, I'd fuck all his female groupies.
Yeah, because they're going to get lonely.
They get lonely.
You know, they want like, not, they want to, has any girl ever try to change him, like give him some pussy? He ever got pussy? I mean,
Hey, so when we was younger and shit, right, he had this one girl, and it's like, that shit didn't work. You know, he writing journals and shit about her.
that's definitely a sign he was going to be, he's going to like, boys, he's probably writing journals. When he started writing journals.
Hey, Mike, what's wrong with writing journals?
Exactly. You're going to be pregnant.
I don't write journals.
Every guy that writes journals going to end up being pregnant later.
Not pregnant.
Have you written a journal to a girl before, Chinese best friend?
Oh, like I wrote a love letter?
I don't know, Michael a journal.
Blackson? Do I look like a goddamn hopeless romantic like Michael Blackson proposing in the biggest show in the world? Have you?
What? I'm not writing a fucking journal, man.
Wrote a love letter?
Well, back in the day, we had no choice because we had no cell phones.
You had a lot of time to write letters.
You wrote letters in the class and you stick it over put on the girl's desk. Or in my locker.
Ball it up, throw it
out. Well, you guys, I'm more right. like, I went to school in the early 90s. So, you know, stick it in the locker or like, you know, write a note and stick it. We wrote notes back then.
Yeah, back then, I remember. Yeah.
So you was around the era when you was getting beat with a ruler.
I mean,
they beat you up, Mike, in school.
Well, I don't know. I'm not me personally. I mean, I'm in a new era to your end. You know, if you're writing journals, then you know, things not gonna be good for you. If you're writing journals to a woman, that means you're just gonna
maybe just don't have a cell phone network, Michael Blackson.
So when do you think he realized that coochie wasn't for him?
It was always a personal decision within itself. So with that being said, when he got rich, you know, he got a little bit of pride and stuff. Okay. So we're sitting outside one day outside of the house. We was at our dad's house. He had just got signed or whatever. He ain't got the payment yet, but we was just still like chilling and shit. We done smoke all the weed is to smoke. We ain't never smoke like this. Our blunts used to be like little twigs. He got signed, nigga. We was smoking fat blunts. We sitting out in the backyard. We just chilling. We high as a motherfucker. He was like, bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's just me and him now. He like, bro, I'm gay. Like out of nowhere, like we high as shit. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, shit, this nigga just talking shit. I'm like, me, I'm gay too. Jake kicking it, but he was dead ass serious.
When was this?
It was right after he got signed.
For real.
Right after.
So because I'm thinking a lot of time they say, you know, people are born. So he wasn't born gay.
Nobody's born gay.
For real.
My brother was.
What do you mean your brother's born gay? When? How old was he?
He was a year and a half older, two years older than me.
How the fuck are 2 years old know he's gay? Chinese best friend.
I see him running. All of us were playing Michael Black. So all of us were throwing rocks at each other. And he was
believe
playing
it or not, Chinese
Barbie.
Best friend, I played with a doll baby when I was younger too.
Holy crap.
At one point, I played with a doll baby with my sister. But
because that was the only toy available
at
that
true.
Time.
My sister was
I had a doll too, but it was a man doll. Though. It wasn't one of them Barbies. It wasn't a Barbie.
But you know what? The girl, when I was playing, I was finger fucking her too. So maybe that's why. Maybe I was finger fucking a doll baby. So maybe that's why.
Oh, that's why you were playing with that one.
Yeah, I was playing with her by myself in the room with some baby oil. And poke a hole in her goddamn little rubber hole.
No.
God damn it. Michael
I didn't do that.
Not you
that.
Got a needle dick. How the fuck you get your dick in that little ass little doll?
I made a big hole, motherfucker. I was putting a doll. I was rubbing her head because I was tongue kissing her ass.
What?
Yeah, I was tongue kissing her
doll.
So
pulling her hair shit.
It's like, Mike playing a doll. Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing to this doll. I'm going to get this doll pregnant, motherfucker. I had a first plastic baby. God damn it.
Well, now the products you like, Michael Bloxon, are from Dr. Miami and Dr. Bronx.
What do you mean?
Plastic dolls.
No, these girls are doing fat transfer. There's nothing.
Fat transfer
is still your body fat being moved from one part to another. I don't look at it as being fake body.
It's
real blood.
It's
real.
It's still fake bodies, too.
Nah, they just enhance it. Just, hey, lady, I'm a big believer in do whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you look good. It's the era we're in.
Oh, you're right.
You know,
get the big ass duck lips.
Hey, they are the one. I mean, I don't know about a bunch of fake duck lips, but like, you know, if you got a little gut, take the gut off and put it in your ass, make yourself look better. Do whatever the fuck makes you happy. This is the era we're in. You know, I mean, God created us to be happy where we are. Yeah, that's fine. But he also created fucking surgeons to make you look better too. God didn't want
to. Dr. Miami.
He created Dr. Miami, Dr. Bronx, Dr. Inglewood. Don't go to Dr. Inglewood, please. If you know, Dr. Sharp.
Like, he might be listening. And he lives next door. We don't want to get shot.
Crenshaw and Slauson. Okay. Dr. Coney Island. All right.
Michael Blackson, the new Beverly Hills is Inglewood, okay?
Well, yeah, since
the house prices are blown up.
Since the football stadium is there.
The casinos are making more money than Las Vegas, Nevada.
How the fuck your brother got pregnant? Who got him pregnant? Let's get to that point.
Well, Day Trip got him pregnant with the album. So
who did?
Day Trip. They producers. They got him pregnant with the album.
That was a great idea, actually.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
Because they the producers. They produced the album.
It caught a lot.
They produced the whole album.
So they didn't want to encourage him to get pregnant?
So the baby had to come from them, right?
Oh, okay.
That's a great idea, though.
To what? What's a good idea, Chetty?
Because it blew up the whole world, the internet.
I kind of listened to briefly his interview on The Breakfast Club. Like, he's fucking with everybody. He play too much.
Hey, you know what's so crazy? He's not fucking with everybody. It's everybody that's fucking with him, and he's making a joke out of it.
That's what it is.
So... I'm the person that's supposed to tell his story there.
That's brilliant because Kanye West did that shit for many years.
Yeah.
Fuck with
he
us.
He gets attention all day.
All fucking day. It worked for Kanye West.
People say this like, they encouraging our child to be gay, Nas up on the stage, dancing, all this extra shit. It's like, you allow your child to see Nas. Like, Nas didn't make no child put Lil Nas X in their YouTube or their Apple Music. Or wherever else they screen Lil Nas X. So that's why he said on The Breakfast Club, fuck those kids, because he's living.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about it, at the end of the day, yeah, kids look up to celebrities, but at the end of the day, your parents should be your role model. You know, you can't be looking up to somebody that's like, you can't look. And now hopefully they could look up to somebody else, you know, don't look up to a pregnant man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of people not complaining about them other girls twerking each other. Megan Thee Stallion and what's her name? They were all naked on stage and pumping each other, licking each other's faces.
That's the thing, because it's entertaining to them. Lil Nas is not entertaining to straight people.
Well, if it's not entertaining to the straight people, don't watch it. But the world loves your brother, man. He's a very creative guy.
Very.
Lil Nas reminds me of my friend, but a straight one, Michael Blackson. Don't they look the same a little bit?
Yeah, they do look alike.
I mean, your whole family, like...
He don't need nothing but a wig on to be straight.
You think I look like him?
Yeah, Michael Blackson.
So your dad is dark, your mother's dark, like your whole family is a dark family.
Listen to me. Try to go sing Old Town Road at a concert. You're going to get paid for it.
Oh, good idea. Bro, Mike, do you know the lyrics?
I don't look like no fucking Lil Nas X.
You were singing that last time, Mike.
He sure I don't was. Know the fucking he song. Even came to me telling me like how good the damn song was.
Now, the song was dope. It's a hell of a song. Great song. I mean, that song made him a superstar yesterday, right? Was that his biggest single?
That was his biggest single, but not his biggest song.
What's his biggest song?
His biggest song yet to come.
Okay.
Has it already come out with the baby?
Came out. Yeah, the album just dropped September 17th, so of course he had the baby.
Well, is it a boy or a girl?
It's an it.
He had an it?
He had an it.
What's an it?
It's an it.
It is not a girl.
I mean, it's not a boy or a girl. I don't have a specific gender. It's plain right there.
Wow. That's amazing.
What's amazing?
An it.
I wish I'd give birth to an it.
Me too. I don't even know what it is, but...
So you want this it to come out of your stomach?
What's... You guys are from California? You born and raised?
No, we born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. We moved to Cali once. Of course, it got huge.
Okay. You both born... the whole family?
The whole family. Atlanta babies.
Oh.
Wow. How you like it here in the crazy Los Angeles, California?
I love it. It's a lot of girls. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of connections. Overall, it's all right.
Yeah.
So now, if you wasn't an assistant for your brother, what would you be doing with yourself? What do you think?
If your brother was just a
regular gay guy that wasn't famous, like, would you be emceeing? So music's still, in the family?
No, yeah, music's all over the family. My dad do gospel. When we was younger, we used to make up songs and shit. Like we was younger, and the whole family would go perform them on like Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, holidays and stuff for the grandmas.
You guys are like the Jackson 8 then?
Yeah, we was the Jackson 10 though. It was a lot of us.
Yeah, my mom, we had a Jackson 5. I had five, it was five boys. I know, and the youngest one is called Michael. I'm the youngest son.
Wow.
Just like the Jackson 5. Michael is the youngest son, right?
Michael is definitely your youngest son.
And I'm Michael. I'm the youngest son. And my mom
Is it that all the youngest sons get like the super rich powers?
Maybe that's what it is. That is so true.
That's true. Actually, that's true.
Instead of Michael Jackson, I'm Michael Blackson.
Yeah. Well, you are the new Michael Jackson in our era, Mike. But you just need to sing some songs.
Pillaging, not my lover.
It's just a girl
who think that I am.
So your brother's got this album out, right? The hottest album in the
world, right?
It's definitely the hottest album out right now.
It came out same time with two other big artists,
Drake and Kanye.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Drake and Kanye album? Huh? Have you listened to both?
I listened to both, and I'll tell you right now, like, no shade, but Nas has the best album out right now. I feel like Drake didn't put his most potential in his album. I love Drake, so I didn't feel it.
You didn't feel Drake's album.
I didn't feel the pumpness he had like two albums ago.
Oh wow.
I feel like he's rich and now he's just throwing shit out.
I think he's doing remix, Mike, of all the old songs. That's what Drake is doing, right? Just remixing the old songs and kind of make it up to mix with a new one. What's that new song? Do you know that new song, Drake? Have?
Oh, Way Too Sexy.
Yeah, Way Too Sexy.
I mean, that's. Did you listen to? Is that the hot? That's the hottest song on his
album. That's the hottest song on the album, man. That song ain't even supposed to be the hottest.
How about Kanye's? I haven't heard Kanye. My thing, I like songs that I could dance to, like beats. So Kanye's more like a lyrics, I guess.
Kanye went more industry, if it makes sense. Kanye want like how we got music now is not supposed to be like this. It's like now you just they rich as hell, so it's like they just putting shit on the track.
Yeah, Kanye became rich because of them Yeezys. Your brother made some crazy chaos before.
What's the chaos about them shoes, the Nike thing? What's that
with
about?
The blood on it. Was that your blood?
No, nigga, that's fake blood. It was something the advertised to Call Me By Your Name video. And you see, now Call Me By Your Name is the most played video.
Yeah, that thing blew up. Is he going to be making his own shoes, man?
I'm sure. He's going to make his own everything.
Because that guy could make his own Nike. Forget Nike.
No. He didn't make his own Nike chip.
No, he could make his own. His own brand.
No, he can. Why not? How Jordan got some stuff with Nike, he can do the same thing.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday. How much money your brother has, you know?
I don't know.
Is he worth over $10
million? He's definitely, his network is $10 million.
Michael Blackson, he's worth more than that.
The kid is like, what, you only been out like 3 years, something like that?
Yeah, but he's the most scream artist, and he has the most historic song out right now, Old Town Road.
So he's about to make a lot of money.
So Old Town Road still get paid from 2 years ago.
Wow.
Is he going on tour anytime soon?
Oh, yeah, he just dropped the album. Wow. Tour time now.
He's going on tour with somebody else or by himself? Like,
I'm sure he's going to do it by himself because like, he really don't even really work with people, you know?
So he could do a two-hour concert by himself. He has that much songs?
That man can do a five-hour concert by himself. Okay. He don't need help.
Whoa. Does he need
a... But if he was to go on the road with anybody, who do you think he would want to work with? Anybody? So you open up for him?
Yeah. I'm going to be an MC. That's going to be my job.
Jump between MC and opening. All right, so you're going to like
MC
tell some...
MC is kind of opening.
Yeah, you're going to tell some jokes? What do you mean?
Come on, man. Tell jokes. I might rap some song. Might pop out lit real quick, you know.
Can Michael Blackson sing his Mutombo song?
Oh, hell yeah. I want to be up there jumping and all type of shit.
Mike.
I open up for him.
Yeah, can you open up?
I'm going on stage pregnant and fuck up his show. I'm like, Lil Nas X, I'm pregnant, motherfucker.
But the way you're eating those... Chinese food in your house, Mike.
I mean, he was pregnant and he went in Breakfast Club and then we didn't see no baby. He had a miscarriage or what happened?
On the way there.
It was called a tummy tuck. He just tucked it in real quick, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You got to suck it in real quick and get out what you need then.
But what exactly, how did he do that whole pregnancy thing? Was it like, they put, because it looked really real. Was it just a picture?
I mean, but shit, you know. How they do celebrities, like, shit, they can make anything look
That's
real.
That's right. Oh, so it's one of those.
It's one of those.
Like Benjamin Button's much.
Benjamin Button.
It's so crazy because we was at the VMAs award. We was on the red carpet or whatever. And they asked him, where is his belly? It was like 2 days before the album come out.
Oh, okay.
So like, of course he was taking the belly off or whatever.
So I listened to him on the Breakfast Club. He didn't sound like, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that gay people should sound a certain way, but he sounded like Is he just tricking us? He getting pussy every night, isn't he? Tell us the truth.
Hey, I feel the same. I feel the same way sometimes, just knowing how we grew up.
Because I'm about to say, if he's tricking us and he making all this money, I might just tell him I'm gay, but deep inside I'm getting a pussy at night.
What are they gonna call you, Mike?
He sound like he get pussy every night.
Shit.
When last time he got some pussy?
I feel like he get pussy every night. I don't know. I'm being fucking.
He has a boyfriend though.
I don't know about that neither. I'm out of my business.
You never seen your brother with a? I mean, he's
I never seen my brother with a man. So
for real?
No.
Because Mike, he grew up.
Told you the niggas, he tricking us, man. He got a whole bitch in his room.
I think he grew up like very conservative and still still shocked.
Okay, right. Yeah. His dad's a pastor, right? Your father's like
My dad was the head leader of a choir.
So
my brother was the same way.
Okay, your father was the leader of the choir. How your father feel about him?
Hey, you know, at some point, where everybody have to get over it, right?
Yeah, they gotta get over it.
I feel like everybody's okay with it because he accept who he is.
Yeah,
it takes time though, cause brother, he came out later, like after
my brother did
high school.
I had another brother did the same thing. When Nas came out, he came out probably like 2, 3, 4 months later. Rappers coming out, Nas probably paved the way for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's kind of good for them though, you know. So they're hiding everybody, all this.
Who else came out that we don't know about? Is Kid Cudi gay?
Who's that?
I don't think Kid Cudi's gay.
Okay. I know. I mean, I don't know. I know he wore a dress and did some stuff with nails. Some bunch of weird things. Who else came out with that?
Well,
your brother, they encouraged a lot of people to come out the closet.
No, my brother came out a long time ago. But he tricked everybody.
Is anybody else in the closet we don't know about that's coming out soon?
I feel like it's a lot of artists finna come out right there. That's
yo,
in
open
the closet.
Up my closet. Let's see what comes out of that closet.
It's just old laundry from your ex-girlfriends. With some unwashed panties.
Used tampons and shit. All right, good, whatever.
Have you had a threesome yet?
I had a foursome before.
Shit. You remind me of my friend, Michael Blackson.
Yeah, I've had a foursome.
Why you keep saying his name like that? I probably had a fivesome before.
Oh, shit. You beat him. Mike, you beat him. He beat you.
He said probably.
I got that shit on camera. So we went to, matter of fact.
I don't want to see it. Is your dick in there or is not?
Nah, my dick not in there.
Okay,
chill.
Let me see it then.
Look,
so what happened was
my brother went to Missouri to go meet up with a boyfriend. I let him go wherever he was going to go, and I went to wherever I was going to go. It was a small town called Cape Town. They only had like 2 police assigned to this whole little town right here.
Oh, shit.
It's like 4 or 5 Ubers just going around this whole town. And so it's like all the college students go at. They have fun and shit. So Nas, who he was going to see, was on the school campus down there. So I was down there for like a whole week. So I walk into the hotel. First thing I see with girls. That was the first thing I see. But the girls seen me with Nas. So that's how I always got. I always got my pussy according to who I was seen with.
Whoa.
Yeah, I never just ran up on a girl and just, you know. Because I quite frankly don't give a fuck.
How many kids you got?
I got one little girl.
Oh, okay.
It was lucky. It was lucky. She's one.
Oh, congratulations, man.
Congratulations, man.
Are you a good father?
I'm a great father.
Where's the mother? You guys are still cool?
Yeah, we still cool, but, you know, they're in Atlanta. You know, like, try to take precautions and leaving and stuff so my girl can have whatever she want. Because I feel like me being at home in Atlanta is shit there. So I can't make the money that I can make here.
When you go visit your baby, do you fuck the mother still?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I ain't want to say that because I got a couple people going to be watching this motherfucker. I mean,
nobody watches us. Don't worry.
Nobody in this country. All but my viewers
is Africa,
Kuwait, and the Kuwait,
Afghanistan,
Taliban. Philippines. Is that a country? That's not a country, is it?
It is.
Taliban is not a country. It's a.
You should know, Michael Blackson. You work for the Ghana military, dressing like you got a purple heart.
You know what?
He looked like the hall monitor.
I'll take this off. Now I'm not anymore. Okay.
You look like you know how to drive a damn submarine. You don't even know how to swim.
He'll part of the culinary arts.
Are you going to be releasing your new song, mister?
Oh, hell yeah. I got a few songs I'm finna release.
Can you freestyle?
I can.
Can we hear something?
This rap shit wasn't me. It wasn't hard as it seemed. My Luther King with a pencil and pad, I was chasing a dream. Addicted to music, like down, like I became a fiend. A relative of being a hustler was a part of my gene. Now hold on, I need him a team. Play your position, everybody can be the man on top. Made music that makes sense, I had that plan on lock. Trying to drive a Ferrari and drive it right off the lot. That's why I'm grinding hard as I am, giving all that I got. Who would ever think a young person like me would be lyrical? Words to come out my mouth motivate like a spiritual. Long jeopardy, I'm in this shit to make a mill or two. You say you made it from off wrong, that shit a miracle. Now watching my dream come to reality. I wouldn't do shit music, had folks starting to get mad at me. I'm killing every song I'm on, nigga, fatality. I make my money in a job, years and a year's salary. See, my folks told me that I'm a bedroom rapper. So I got up on my ass to look at me myself. That's why I'm trying to get paid and get ghosts like Casper, you did. Now I hope you can feel me, because all the other rappers, I'm giving you the real me. Marco Hetz, who's checking in?
Whoa, this motherfucker's good, Mike. He reminds me of the skinny Biggie Smalls.
Not the skinny Biggie Smalls.
Are you serious, Chinese?
Yo, you kind of remind me. He's good.
Now, that was dope. That's hey, dope. But it's like, you know.
Mike is watching the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions.
Who you think gonna lose?
Who care about that? Mike, give a fuck about that goddamn game.
You're losing again, Mike. Did you bet on the wrong team?
Well, they tied up right now, so technically he winning.
Yeah, I'm winning.
Oh, shit.
0-0.
Well, what a throw and a catch. Wow.
You plan to do some Afrobeat songs? Michael Blackson is a singer.
Definitely planning on doing. I plan on doing all type of beats.
Are you a fan of Afrobeats?
I'm definitely a fan of Afrobeats.
Who's your favorite Afrobeat artist?
Afrobeat.
It's coming right now.
Afrobeat your favorite?
Favorite.
Oh, for real.
Hey, that boy like Afrobeat, we put like, some sauce. It's the sauce.
Well, his song was the biggest Afrobeat song of, I mean, he kind of like, his song started it all. I think Joanna started it all. And then If by DeVito was probably next one after that. And then after that, and then of course, you know, but then Wizkid has like the hottest song right now. And he got the remix with Justin Bieber.
Hey, Michael Blackson, my thoughts are, I think you're the one that blew up every Afrobeat singer in the world.
Well, yeah, I showed him love because, you know, I think I introduced a lot of black people to the Afrobeat when I played it in my car all the time on IG and, you know.
Not just black people, Mike. Everybody. Chinese people.
Too. Yes, you too.
I only listen to Afrobeat right now.
Sing, can you sing any of it?
If I tell you that I love you.
Dun, 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 dun.
My money, my body, you know that, don't, baby.
Oh, do, do, do.
La la, business, talk to you. Hey!
Versace and what?
Versace
and Gucci. This,
y'all need help.
You gotta sing it, Mike.
I don't know the rest.
Pour me water, that holy water. Guess that fever. Pour me water.
Yeah,
my singing career's over.
Is your brother won't do any acting? It's a shame that he's a guest. A guest, but the question's all about his brother. Nobody really give a fuck about him. Chinese best friend, you know, nobody cares about him, man. We don't give a fuck. What's going on in your
Mike,
life?
This is the future goddamn Kanye West right here.
You think
nah,
so?
Nah, this the future Marco it. X. Can't this, put me with Kanye.
Is that Malcolm or Marco?
Marco.
Oh, Marco. Okay, like Marco Polo.
Yeah, like Marco Polo.
Marco X.
Marco X.
What inspired you to get, where did you get that name from?
Like 4 or 5 years ago, I took my Shahada, and I thought of Malcolm X is weird, mad weird.
Oh, he took it, he became Muslim.
What's the Shahada?
Huh?
Oh, Muslim.
Yeah, Muslim. I became Muslim. So after I came with Muslim, I was like, shit, Malcolm X. Like, shit, I'm Marco X. Like, so I just stuck with Marco X. I got it tatted. It was my first tattoo. It was just stuck with it.
Mike is good friends with Farrakhan.
What made, I don't know, Farrakhan, Chinese best friend.
Mike, you were there, Nipsey Hussle's funeral.
I went in front of him. That doesn't mean I know the guy.
Well, I know him.
You know who?
Farrakhan.
How you
and
know
him? And RZA Islam, you know him?
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he's my good friend.
I know of
the other
him,
guy,
I don't know.
The other guy, the other
yeah.
guy.
I got to introduce you to him.
What made you, were you Christian at one time?
I wouldn't say I was Christian, but you know, I was raised in a church, so.
Okay. What made you become Muslim? Was there anything particular that you just, well, is it because they allowed to have like 60 wives? Is that why?
They're allowed to have 7 wives, but.
Seven wives.
Yeah. But no, that's not why. I believe what I believed at the time. So, I mean, I still believe some of it, but it's like some of it like that just don't catch on. But overall, because only one God, you know, I knew Jesus wasn't the last prophet and stuff like that. So,
wow, Mike,
you knew Jesus wasn't the last prophet?
I knew that because the church wanted us to know that Jesus was when he wasn't, though.
How you figured out?
I read the Quran and the Bible. Oh. And never said that Jesus was the last one. If anything, he was probably the second or the third or something like that.
Who was the first?
Who was the first? I can't think of it right this second. Like right this second.
Do you think Jesus is black or white? Like you know what color he is? You know,
I feel like Jesus didn't have a race.
Oh. What do you mean?
I feel like out of nowhere we all got races and shit now when it was just Adam and Eve. Right. It's like what the hell Chinese even come from, you know?
I think Adam and Eve was African and Jesus was African.
Jesus was African.
We all came from Africa, Michael.
Yeah, Blackson. We are. His hair is made of wool, so we know white people have wool hair.
Yeah, you're right.
This hair feels like wool. It doesn't, to me, you know what, religious is all, I'm not a, you know, it's all in your heart, man. It's what you believe. At the end of the day, God is going to reveal to you the right way, and it'll be up to you to take that way. It's all in your heart. It's what you feel, you know. So, it's just all internal, man. You know, like, God will reveal himself to you, and then you'll get to pick the right way to go. He'll give you opportunity to pick. He'll give you He's not going to judge us on something we don't know, you know? That's one thing I know for a fact. God, at the end of the day, we're serving one God. And that one God is not going to judge us if we don't know the right thing. So he's going to have to, he has to give us the opportunity to know the right thing. It'll be up to us to choose that right thing.
Well, now Michael Bluxon, he said that Muslim, you could have 7 wives. Are you going to switch soon?
I'm just have one wife and 6 girlfriends, motherfucker.
That's on me right now. I can't say I'm going to get married all on, but goddamn.
Could you marry 7 girls?
I probably couldn't. It's too much of a responsibility.
Yeah, that is a lot.
And plus, I think you only came on Earth.
And
you only have 1 dick and 2 balls, unless you're going to add another 2 more dicks to the side.
Everybody else getting plastic surgery. Well, I can't get 2 dicks.
I'm not working on no 2 dicks.
Imagine that. You got to pee 3 times.
Hell yeah, you pee.
Every hour.
Yeah, I got 2 hands. How the fuck who gonna hold the other dick when I'm peeing if I have 3 dicks?
Imagine that.
Can you imagine I hold 2 and I let the one in the middle? But you know, the good thing about having more than 1 dick is like in case one don't get hard, the other ones
work. That's going to be hard, Mike. If I want 3 dicks, I'm going to want one like next to my calves.
First of all, I don't even like where our bodies are located. I don't like my dick being where it is.
Yeah, my dick need to go, I think a woman's up or down a little bit.
I think woman's pussy should be on her forehead.
You're right. Absolutely. So you could make a decision right there on the spot.
You're going to know if you want to fuck right then and there. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Then we'll really be getting head.
Bro, we'll really be getting literally head.
Yeah, it should be revealed right in the front. Why do we have to take 18 dinners, 3 breakfasts at IHOPs and Waffle House and 4 brunches?
And for the women too, I think our dick should probably either be on our chest, just somewhere on the arm or something, like attach your arm. What you think would be easy if your dick was right here?
It's not easy for you to say, Michael Bluxon.
Face.
I don't like carrying a mole on my fucking arm, you motherfucker. I gotta see Dr. Miami. We're gonna have an arm on our dick.
It's official, motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers. Yeah, I think that's the only mistake God made when he put up body parts in the wrong places. I don't like my balls where it is. I think my testicles should like be under my arm.
I think so too.
Because you know now people don't kick you there. A girl could
just kick you right.
Your arm is so far away. I could just do this. If I fold my arm, can't nobody kick my nuts.
And I could scratch my balls anytime I want.
Exactly, scratch your balls.
Without worrying about people
looking at you funny, right?
Man,
it's God, that's the only mistake God made. If he had my balls under my arm and my dick on my forehead, because you know what I mean. Well. I think my dick should be like right.
It should be a little bit like hidden.
My arm should be like on my back, and my dick should be where my arm is. I think this should be my dick. No, he made our arms big. Wouldn't it be better if he made our
imagine
dick?
Imagine it's this big.
Oh, man.
I'm like, God, you should have made our arms little and give us everybody big dick. That way, there will be all these insecure men out here complaining and angry and shooting people because they little dicks.
Yeah.
We have little dick and make you do evil things. A lot of angry people have little penis.
That's probably why we so happy.
I don't have an anger
problem. Lost a lot of them. You are the 10% that's nice, Chinese best friend.
I heard every Chinese nigga don't know how to fuck worth the shit.
That's not true.
Who cares? I don't give a fuck what another man
I fuck for like 48 minutes.
That's it?
But I'm... half Chinese Filipino. Michael Blackson.
Yeah.
Are you losing your game today?
No, I'm winning so far. I'm getting 11 points. So I'm up by 7 points.
We used to have like our Blackson Angels here, Mr. Marco X. But
he'll be here tomorrow.
They all got deported to Canada with Justin Bieber and fucking Drake.
I didn't know. You know, it took me a while to realize Justin Bieber is from Canada. Canada got a lot of stars.
They do.
They got at least 3 big ones that we know of. They got Drake. They got Justin Bieber. They got with the hair look like.
He should know.
He got the same hair
who's
with Kevin Durant.
Famous?
He got the same hair as Kevin Durant.
Oh, I know. His name is Stephon Curry.
No.
He's a basketball.
Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez is from Canada?
He's from Canada?
Yes, right?
I thought that nigga's from LA or some shit.
Yeah, Tory Lanez is Canadian.
No, everybody thought Tory Lanez is from LA after he shot Megan Thee Stallion on the foot in Los Angeles.
Wait, he really shot
her? So, yeah. I mean, that tells you that it's...
It's more dickness probably.
No, it's a lot of talent in Canada.
Why is that, Mike? You think it's the weather?
Cold weather brings the best out of people, man.
Yeah, because you ain't got nothing else to do all day. You can't go to a club in a fucking 18 feet snow. That's the reason why I heard. It's a lot of talented people in Canada.
Yep. Yeah. This was fun. We got to know a lot about...
Marco X.
His brother, motherfucker. We don't know shit about Marco X, okay? We don't know his real name. What's your real name, Marco X?
My real name is Marco.
LaMarco?
Yeah.
LaMarco?
Lamar with a co on the end of it.
Oh,
LaMarco.
Like Lamar Odom?
It's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola and Company. Lamar Jack. Anybody else sing in your family besides you and your brother?
Damn near the whole family.
Oh, yeah, because you have a pastor father.
Yeah, he does.
That's not why, though.
What?
It's not why. Everybody in the family sings and rap. It's like energy. It's like vibes. Music is like soul to me, so it's different.
Yeah, music is beautiful.
Well, today was a very beautiful day. We had a wonderful time on the show.
Yeah.
We I don't know what we concluded out of this. We didn't learn nothing.
All we learned was balls in our arms and dicks in our forehead.
Yes, right.
What kind of lesson are we teaching here in this mother sucker podcast?
This show will probably be the 2001 to air, okay? This will air when we are on our 8th season of mother sucker.
It will probably air tomorrow, Mike, because we got like maybe 2 options. It's either the homeless man and your Chinese friend that came here with a mask.
Or Luna ex-brother Malcolm X. Marco X.
Thank you. Get that shit right.
This guy rap pretty good, Mike.
No, he does.
Yeah, you guys gotta do Afrobeat together.
Nah, maybe, yeah, we'll do something together, man. Hopefully one day.
While we have the microphone, why don't you just
this guy,
it?
He fuck all his brothers, chicks that he don't want, man. He's a lucky guy.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to ask. you are they hiring dancers? Because me and Michael Blackson...
Don't be putting me. I'm not being a background dancer.
I ain't even gonna be a background dancer.
I am a successful comedian.
If anything, put me front ground.
Mike, backup dancers, because there's gonna be a lot of lonely girls.
I don't give no. I'm a headline of Chinese Best Friend. I've made it in life. Don't try to put me down with you. Okay.
How about opening act?
I mean, I'll MC the show for him.
Imagine and that, Michael Blackson.
Michael Blackson and Marco S MC a show.
That's pretty good.
You talking about somebody gonna be laughing the whole time?
Yeah, imagine that.
It's gonna be a good party.
That'd be a good party. Can't wait to see that.
See what?
Michael Blackson, you forgot about our talking?
Hey, yeah, no, you know, them Africans, they got like shit stuck in their head. Like,
yeah,
they forget certain shit. Like, he just forgot he was here.
Yeah, you forgot I'm here too.
Damn. What's our name?
You forgot my name is Christian, and I told the front desk, I'm here, Mike. And they said, Christian who?
Well, I had a great time. Thank you guys for joining us. Another episode of Motherfucker Podcast. Give me your IG how to reach your brother. I mean, you.
Hey, the real Marco X, man. The real Marco X.
The real Marco X. The way it sounds, the way it spells.
The way it sounds is the way it's spelled.
Chinese Best Friend, how can they reach you on IG?
I'm only accepting limited followers. Like, they ask a lot of questions. A lot of my new followers ask a lot of questions.
Like what? What do you want to know?
Where is Michael Blackson?
Boy, that's my whole DM. Everybody always asking, well, Nas X. they trying to pay me to take pictures, get oh man. I done made like $50,000 off his fans already.
Wow. I made $50 out of Mike's fans. And they asked for money.
Yeah,
so
you just the best 5, friend.
000.
Well, you could reach Chinese Best Friend at Chinese Best Friend, just like it's spelled. Right? And you could reach me at Michael Blackson. That's my Instagram.
The same way it's spelled.
Just the way it's spelled. But okay. Those, you know, thank
but
you.
But your TikTok fans, Mike.
At Michael Blackson, right? What is my TikTok, Chinese Best Friend?
At Michael Blackson Official.
At Michael Blackson Official is my TikTok. Thank you for joining us. Love you all.
It's a great show. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys come back a week after this show.
Thank you.
For a big show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for The Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.